again.
Yeah. Usually we're on Tuesdays, but today we're not. I won't be here this Tuesday, but listen next Tuesday at 10 p.m. when we listen to something else. Bye.
Bye.
$25 or $30 and put them all on a freight with $1 million reward for me in each and every state. The sheriff says your name, Stevie Guitar Miller, in a very deep voice, and I said, yes, the brother sheriff, and that's your wife in the back of my horse. I can't help it. I'm a gangster. I can't help it. Upsetting everybody she meets as she walks up to the corner.
Good evening, listeners. This is May, and you are listening to 91.5 WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. We had a little bit of technical difficulties as I was entering the studio, so I'm currently playing the music off of my iPhone, which that usually is not the way that things work around here. Now, I'm subbing in for the beautiful Colin. This is Soapy Serenades, WMFO. Classic. Now, I'm going to be playing a bunch of stuff from Kill Rock Stars, which is an important Olympia label, a lot of 90s stuff. But, of course, given that this is Soapy Serenades and I'm in Colin's stead, I would be remiss to not play any Masayoshi Takanaka, any Colin classics, if you will. So the next song that I'll be playing will be Beleza Pula. I don't know, by Masayoshi Takanaka. It's a great one. I hope you enjoy.
Beleza pura, malandro!
this song sort of wind down here. That, of course, was Beleza Pula by the notorious, the magnanimous Masayoshi Takanaka. Now, I will say, that one was for you, Colin. I hope you're out there somewhere listening, and if not, I'll text you later or something. Keeping it soapy for Soapy Serenades. Okay, now, Kill Rock Stars. So, tonight's theme, if you want to call it that, is I was listening to a lot of Kill Rock Stars earlier, and I got the email that says, hey, I need a sub from Colin, and of course it's Colin. I gotta say yes to that. So I just kind of put a bunch of the stuff that I was listening to onto a playlist, and it's mostly Kill Rock Stars. It's Olympia music and the greater Olympia area, which is to say also California. Okay, so I'll talk more about Kill Rock Stars after I play some songs. I'm going to play a few songs in a row here. First is going to be Puzzle Pieces by Tiger Trap. Then Valentine Card by Unwound, because I love Unwound, off of Fake Train, which is a great album. Yeah, I think we'll leave it for there. There might be one more song, so forgive me if I've lied to you all. But let's just see what happens.
One, two, three, four.
Yes, so those three songs were, once again, Puzzle Pieces by Tiger Trap. Very nice, very cute song. Valentine Card by Unwound. Awesome song. And then Little Girl by Calamity Jane. Another awesome song. Now, these guys are all, like, they're all coming out of Olympia. I don't remember if Calamity Jane is from Olympia. They might be, but they also might be from, like, I don't know, California. I just don't remember. Maybe Portland. There's gonna be more. There's gonna be more Unwound. So don't you worry, your little head. You Unwound fans. Unwound fans in the audience out there. Okay. So now this next song isn't Kill Rock Stars didn't release this song, but I think it's sort of in the Kill Rock Stars world. It's I'm gonna play two different songs with the same name. Now, recently, Friday, my band and I, we played a cover of this song Baby Doll by Hole. Hole, of course, being Courtney Love's band, and I'm sure that everyone knows who that is. Famous in part because of her relationship with Kurt Cobain, but in her own right, dope. Anyways, okay, so I'm gonna play Baby Doll by Hole, and then also Baby Doll by Slant Six. They're different songs. Slant Six is that the other one is Discord. Oh my goodness gracious. Okay, well, anyways, whatever. It doesn't matter. These guys are like they're Kill Rock Stars crew. These are all like they're all friends. Okay, I'm gonna play the songs.
Suck it up right off the street and hot.
Yeah, that was Slant 6. Now, I'm going to let this track play underneath while I'm talking briefly here, because, of course, to keep this free without ads, we have to do a PSA. Now, this PSA is called Money in Your Future. It's pretty short, so I'm just going to read it and then maybe gab for the rest of this song. It's a nice song. Let's let the chorus. Let's give it the chorus first. Okay. So anyways, PSA. This one is called Money in Your Future. If you want to have money in your future, don't rely on luck. Pay down your high interest cards. For more free ideas on how to save, go to feedthepig.org. Okay, that's the PSA. So, I guess I'm gonna talk a little bit more. Do I have more to say about Kill Rock Stars other than they're awesome? Kill Rock Stars is awesome. This is Tiger Trap, by the way. This is another Tiger Trap song. Kill Rock Stars, super important for Riot Girl. Also Olympia. Olympia is like, that's where Riot Girl starts. And so, of course, you're going to get a lot of the Riot Girl on this cool AF record label. We got it. Yeah, low-key, I don't have more to say. I'm going to let this play out. And then it's another Slant 6 song called Knights X9, which was on the Stars Kill Rock compilation. Great compilation. All the Kill Rock Stars compilations are great. And then there is another Unwound song, and then I think I'm going to let the Bratmobile song play, because I had a Bratmobile song earlier in the playlist. Unfortunately, it has explicit language in it, and so we can't play that. Actually, I realized that we couldn't play that. So we're just going to have to settle for Girl Germs. I wanted to play a different song, but I don't know. Maybe later, maybe another time. This is Okay. Here comes Slant 6.
Thank you.
Okay, yes, those three songs were Night Sex 9 by Slant 6, great tune. Then Unauthorized Autobiography by Unwound, which is really a great song. And then, of course, Girl Germs by Bratmobile, which actually was on another Kill Rock Stars comp and then got released on a remastered version of Potty Mouth. I really, 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 something I really appreciate about all these, like, all these 90s Riot Girl stuff is just, I like how terrible the recording is. Honestly, it's something very endearing about it, and it really adds to the sound. And obviously, it would be different to see it in person, which would be, like, honestly, that would be sort of awesome, living in the 90s in Olympia, and just getting to see all these like, bodacious babes rock the stage. That's, like, a dream of mine. And also Unwound, too. Think about it. but Unwound's recordings are always, like, I don't know. There's, I mean, well, on Repetition and to be honest, on Leaves Turn Inside You as well. But that's later. There's, like, a very, I don't know if I want to call it eerie, but the recording is, and, like, the mixing is, it's very unique, and it's really, I don't know how to describe it. But I don't know. It's just something to listen for. I'm always listening for that kind of stuff when I'm listening to Unwound, and it really is so great. I ought to know more about who produces their stuff and all that and engineers them. Okay, so as we are winding down in this hour of Kill Rock Stars, I am going to be playing Bikini Kill, Godhead Silo, and Emily Sassy Lime, some tracks from each of them. All really great acts. Bikini Kill is like, that's real Riot Girl right there. That's like OG. Well, so is Bratmobile. Bratmobile is also really OG Riot Girl, like you know, like progenitors. And then of course this awesome scene forms around them. Let's go women. And then Godhead Silo, I do believe that it's just a bass and a drummer. They make some real noisy, real loud, real disgusting music. It's great. And then I don't know that much about Emily Sassy Lime, but I love this song Mr. Moneybags with a dollar sign. Ooh, yeah. I like when the girls that just talk about like girl stuff, and like, and I also like when they say it. And okay, let's play the track.
We'll be right back.
Cool. Those three songs in order were Magnet by Bikini Kill, Booby Trap by Godhead Silo, one word, and Mr. Moneybags with a dollar sign by the band Emily's Sassy Lime. Kill Rock Stars! Kill Rock Stars! Okay, we got a few more songs here. We got 10 minutes left in the hour before it switches over. So I'm going to play a song by Addicted. Kill Rock Stars. And a song by Heroin, which is a great, very important emo band, which I love. A song called Has Been. This time, one word on the album Stars Kill Rock, which is of course a compilation which I've played. I think I've played one or two songs from it tonight already. Great comp. And then time. If there's more time, I'll just finish it off with more Unwound, because honestly, I can never get enough Unwound, and I feel like the world should be the same, and I you know, you want to. You want to work towards the world. You know, you can live the world that you want to be in, eh? So that's what I'm going to do. So, okay, here comes She's Dangerous by Addicted, and then Has Been by Heroin, and then I'll probably close it out.
Thank you.
Okay. Once again, this is May, and you are listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Freeform Radio. Now, I'm signing off here. I'm going to play these last songs for however much time I'm on the air, and then you'll hear another awesome person play some dope music. Okay. Had a lovely night. See you later.